You see what the movie is. All right, let's see. Melissa, I talked to her last time.
Earth Movers.
Hi, is Terry there?
No, sir. He's actually at one of our job sites. May I help you with something?
Okay, yeah. Well, my name's Danny, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And are you expecting Terry to be back in the office later on today?
Not really. It's actually one of our job sites that's out of town.
Oh, okay.
And kind of staying up there a little bit longer than we kind of expected him to, and I'm not sure when he's supposed to be back.
Okay. Well, is there an office manager available of the business I can speak with?
I guess that'd actually be me.
Okay. Well, I was calling about some financing the company did with Wells Fargo a couple years back. Are you familiar with that, or is that more for Terry?
I know we have some contracts with Wells Fargo.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah, I'd sent out some finance offers to Terry, and I spoke with Melissa back in February. And she mentioned that, you guys didn't have any plans coming up. We do equipment finance and working capital. And yeah, I just wanted to touch base with Terry, see what kind of plans or projects you guys had coming up where you might need some financing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know there's an outside chance that he was looking to refinance some of our equipment. We have a lot of Caterpillar equipment.
Okay.
That we kind of have financed with them, but we're kind of trying to check to see what kind of rates and stuff we'd be able to get with some other people.
Uh-huh.
Just because there's also some equipment that we have. There's a local company out of Lubbock that the equipment that we have some stuff on, and they were one of the ones that we had first gotten into business with as far as getting equipment from, and I know they had a little bit higher rates, but since we're kind of just, that's just kind of the price that you pay for being a newer company.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And I don't still have stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more of the stuff that we're leaning to try to get refinanced.
Okay.
I know the rates are a little bit higher with them.
Yeah, so you're trying to, get some lower rates. And what is, why are you guys trying to refinance? Just the higher rates, or do you guys need, some extra cash flow for these upcoming projects you have?
Yeah, it's something, because we started out as an oil company, and of course, since that's gone down, we've moved our way into the commercial work.
Okay.
We really just didn't have the equipment available to us to be able to do a satisfactory job, and so we ended up purchasing a little bit more. I know we're kind of still trying to get more equipment that would help us out with that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really just looking to refinance that to both lower the rates and then just give us some cash availability to be able to.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because we do equipment finance, and that's what we specialize in. We also do working capital as well. And with that working capital, those programs, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue. That's unsecured cash, and a lot of companies use it just for that, like upcoming jobs. If you guys do you guys have to put down some money or front some money for those projects coming up, or do you get that in the contracts?
We do it under contract, but it's just a percentage completion contract.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times we end up fronting some costs because we pay all of our vendors on a net 30 basis.
Okay.
And sometimes we just don't do an application for payment with our contracts until the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of varies. Sometimes it'll be 30 days that we'll get paid, but it can go up to 60 days until we get paid.
Yeah, and that's rough on the business, I've heard some people get up to 90 to 120 days. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and that we'll end up with some of that with some of our customers that we've done quite a bit of business with, and we don't like to do it, but that's kind of one of those things that we try not to bug them too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we definitely get up to some of those a little bit longer periods where we're end up fronting a lot more money than we're really wanting to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what those these type of programs are, you know, used for. So, I mean, how much would you guys be looking, you know, to bring on or would need for those as a cushion?
It really just depends. I mean, whenever we, a lot of times, I mean, the most we'll see is like on an asphalt project, we'll end up doing a little bit larger. Can you hold on just one moment, please?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, sorry about that. I'm actually the only person in the office, so I had to answer the other line.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so you said, I mean, you guys have an asphalt project coming up?
Yeah, we have something. I mean, this one, I would imagine that it'd be a little bit too close, cause, especially because Perry would have to review everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're looking at an asphalt project that we're going to end up having to buy probably about $120,000 worth of just the materials.
Okay.
I know that's something that it's usually about our higher end cost.
Uh-huh.
Having to put up front.
Yeah.
That's also just one project. A lot of times we're starting probably about three or four projects at a time.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like you guys sorry to cut you off. It sounds like you guys have like big crews. I mean, how many crews do you guys have out there to handle all those different projects, or do you sub them out?
No, we handle it all ourselves, but we run probably about a 55-man crew. I think.
Okay.
Right now.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and so I mean, just a lot of them, but we do have quite a bit of heavy machinery.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll run as well as trucks.
Okay, so you guys use trucks, and what equipment did you bring on? Do you use, I'm guessing, like loaders and skid steers, things like that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have quite a bit of dozers right now.
Okay.
We were using them. I mean, that's one of your main pieces of equipment for oil fields, so we have
mm-hmm.
quite a bit of those. And I know, I think probably about, we have about 15 dozers.
Oh, wow.
And I still have some, a few of those financed.
Okay.
And then we have some maintainers, loaders, and then we do some skid steers, backhoes, rollers, and then as far as trucks, we'll have our just regular dump trucks, 10-yard dump trucks. We'll run some
mm-hmm.
belly dumps. And
some water
trucks.
Belly dumps.
Yeah, and then just recently we started having as far as to be able to do the paving and stuff, we started buying some paving equipment as well as specialized rollers for that paving stuff.
Okay. All right. So you guys have the belly dumpers. You guys, I've always seen those. I used to work out in Texas, and do they just get stuck often? You guys
yeah.
ever had?
Yes, sir. Can you hold on just one moment again?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so you said you need about $120,000 for materials, which is a higher end cost. And I mean, how much money are you guys gonna be able to make off that?
That one, that was actually part of a bigger contract where we did go do a lot of more dirt work there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that one, that's the only thing we have left over, and I think we still have left over to bill probably about $180,000.
Okay. So that's okay. So that's like coming in, then that's the net 30 then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, I mean, when are you guys, looking, like, when does this project start?
This one, I know they were looking for us to start either the first or second week of June.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's something that I know we're going to be we have to go in there, and it's actually we're redoing a parking lot, so we're going to have to go and demo all of it. So I'm sure we'll be looking at either the second or third week of June to actually purchasing the material to be laying
okay.
down.
Yeah, get everything going. And I mean, have you guys like looked into financing for that already, or do you use a line of credit typically for that?
No, I mean, that's just something that we've kind of been eating a lot of the mm-hmm. time. We'll just eat that cost until we actually do get payment for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes, I mean, something like that, we'll push our material. We'll push our material where we won't pay it till 45 days out or so.
Oh, wow.
Gives us, at least that way we kind of shrink our time that we're actually eating the material cost.
Yeah, because it, you know, I'm sure that it hurts, you know, capital-wise or the cash flow when you have to do this, you know, kind of eat it yourself. And, yeah, okay, so, I mean, how long you guys been in business for?
We've been in business since 2006, and then we incorporated in 2009.
Okay, yeah, so you guys have been in business for a while, but, you know, about 10 years or 7 years. Okay, and how'd you guys get in the industry?
The owner of the company, he's, I mean, been in dirt work for, I mean, he's 56 years old now, and
mm-hmm.
he's been in it kind of his whole life. It's one of those things that he's always done, and so him and his son just kind of started working together a little bit, and then they just decided to go and start their own business in 2006.
Oh, okay. That's great. You know, so that's Terry. Terry, is he the 100% owner?
Yes, sir. They are.
Okay. All right. And, I mean, to give you a better idea, what were, you know, the gross annual sales like last year for you guys?
I'd have to look, but we're usually around 10 to 12 million.
Okay, 10 to 12. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, so based off that, you know, program, we'd be able to get you guys around a million, you know, like, 1.2 million, you know, in working capital, and because we can free up that 10 to 15%. I mean, how would you, you know, rate your guys' credit over there?
I feel like it's fairly good. We, mm-hmm. I know we actually have an existing line of credit for a million with our one of our main banks that we bank through.
Okay.
That we have a checking account with.
And is that Wells Fargo?
No, it's actually a local bank. It's a commercial state bank.
Okay.
And it's out of their Seminole branch.
Okay. It's commercial state?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. And, I mean, so you guys haven't, you typically use that line of credit, or do you just use your own capital for the materials?
I know we've gotten it into a little bit just to be able to go ahead and finance a little bit of our material purchases,
mm-hmm.
but we try not to do it, get into it too much.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we have, you know, multiple programs for our working capital, and I definitely, you know, think we'd be able to help you guys out as far as the capital goes and the equipment you guys were looking at. And so which one, what type of equipment were you guys looking at?
I know one thing that we are, and you kind of made a point about it earlier, about those belly dumps that do get stuck.
Yeah.
Those are good for, I mean, real large sites and
uh-huh.
and for oil field, because, I mean, you're out in the open. You're really not near anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one thing that we're kind of looking at is maybe getting, because we only have two skid steers right now.
Yeah.
And we're looking at maybe getting a couple more just because those are do pretty well for commercial projects.
Yeah, they're.
Yes, sir. And I know we're also looking at larger end dumps. I don't know if they're with demolition beds.
Oh, with demo.
It's about the same amount of material as a belly dump, except for, of course, you actually dump out the end, so you don't have the chance of getting stuck like you do with a belly dump.
Yeah, exactly. And those end dumps, I mean, it's essentially the same thing as the belly dumps. But when they go up, I've seen them. I've seen some of them, if they are uneven, they could tip over as well. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some of those drivers out there. I was out by C-Max out there in New Braunfels, out there in New Tex
Oh,
in Texas.
yes, sir.
Yeah. So when I worked out there, I was a loader operator, and yeah, I'd see all kinds of stuff. They're getting stuck, the belly dumpers, and then yeah, it's crazy. Those trucks, they're scary. I'd be scared to drive them, honestly. Do you guys use like the triaxle dump trucks as well?
No, we just use the dual.
Oh, the dual. Okay. All right, cool.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess if you count the, are you counting the front
Yeah.
axle plus the back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes, sir. Yeah,
Okay.
shoot. I know we've actually seen a, we actually saw a loader tip over too over
Oh,
at,
wow.
here in right between Lubbock and Odessa. I
Uh-huh.
know we're working out around a project over at Odessa, Permian.
Oh, yeah, okay. The Permian
And
Basin.
they, we were actually driving by, and I guess they said that a loader, I mean, whenever it was trying to load a truck and it had its bucket up pretty high, and I guess
Uh-huh.
it was a small pile, and that sucker tipped over on
Oh, man.
them.
I wonder how they. I mean, you'd have to get a crane, or I don't know what you'd have to get, another loader to lift that thing back up. But yeah, you probably.
Yeah, I think they ended up bringing in a crane to go ahead and get it.
Yeah, that's great. 'Cause I mean, the trucks, like, yeah, like if they get stuck, like loaders, you can just push them out pretty easy, or pull them out, whatever's easier. But yeah, loader fun. That's crazy. I know. It's always been, those loaders, they're fun to drive, but man, you kind of take it for granted, how easy it is. You can really, mess something up or tip it over, when you get working. And you guys, so you mentioned you guys use dozers. What kind of, do you have like D6s or like D9s? Like how big are they?
No, we just have a fleet of D6s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we ran one D8 at one point, but I know it got to where we're just using it on certain things. We just
Yeah.
figured it'd be better to get rid of it and just run our D6s.
Yeah, they're a little smaller, so you'll be able to do, more of the projects, I'm sure. Than like 'cause those big thi the big like the D9s, I mean, those things, they can move some dirt, but they're huge though. They're really big. So if you had little jobs, I can imagine that. Okay, so now for these skid steers and those and dump truck, how many are you looking to? You want two skid steers and then just one?
Yeah, I think we're looking at maybe two skid steers, and then I'm not sure if they're wanting to go ahead and I know we run pretty tight with backhoes. We have four backhoes,
Okay.
but I think if we were to get those skid steers, I think we're only running tight with those backhoes because we only have two skid steers.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, you guys would, add on two more and then just one the end dump trucks.
No, I think we at least buy, whenever we get new trailers and stuff, we at least get two at a time.
Okay, two at a time. Okay. And now is there a vendor you guys usually work with out there? Like have a good relationship?
Really mainly just Cat.
Okay.
We buy stuff directly through them from Warren Cat out of Lubbock, and then with the one that I mentioned, B Equipment out of Lubbock as well.
Okay, out of Lubbock.
Yes, sir. They're really the only two that we ever get anything. We've gotten a couple things from ASCO, but it was mainly just renting.
Okay. All right. And so you guys you just kind of playing with that idea, or do you have actual quotes for them, those type of equipment for the
We haven't gotten anything in it yet, just because we were waiting to do a couple of these projects that we're running on, especially like that paving project. Just
Okay.
make sure that everything went well with those before we actually started looking more seriously at equipment.
Yeah, okay, get everything like all settled. Okay, yeah, I mean, we have like I said, working capital and equipment finance. And we definitely would, be able to help you guys out. I like to see exactly, what we could do for you. Is there like an email I can, you know, send you over an application and some, you know, some of the documents we'd need to get you guys an answer and what we could do for you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can go ahead and just send it to me.
Okay. What's a good email for you?
It's going to be Philip. That's PHILLIP.
Okay.
At Earth. That's EARTH.
Mm-hmm.
Then movers.net.
Movers.net. Okay. All right, Philip. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over an email. It's a simple process. I mean, for the working capital and, you know, the equipment. If you guys wanted to look at the working capital first, I know you have those jobs coming up before you want to make the decision on those skid steers and dump truck. All we need is a one-page app. It would be 6 months, the business bank statements. They just look at that cash flow, so they don't, you know, give you anything that would be a burden to the business, of course. And then it would be the most recent tax return. You know, 2014 is okay if you guys don't have 2015. And do your customers pay with credit cards?
No, sir. We just do cash or check.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, that's all we need to get you guys an answer on that working capital. And, you know, upon receiving all those documents, you know, we'll be able to get you guys an answer, you know, within 24 hours of receiving everything. So we're really quick at a turnover, and you could see exactly, you know, what we could do for you guys. And the same, you know, with the equipment, we just need, like, the quotes. I mean, we can get if you have the estimated cost, we can still give you guys, you know, a number that we could, you know, approve you for. But it would be better if we had, like, hard quotes, you know, and give you exact details. So,
yes, sir.
And, yeah, so I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that over to you. And, you know, when's a good time to follow up with you, or when do you guys think you can get it back to me?
It really just depends on when I can get a hold of Terry.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get a hold of him either today or tomorrow, then I'll be able to get it back to you the first part of next week.
Okay.
So it really just depends on the area that he's working at and when he gives me a call back.
Okay, no problem. I know he's busy. So, yeah, I'll tell you, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you in about, yeah, I'd say like 15 minutes. And, yeah, I'll check back in with you tomorrow and see, make sure you know you received it in case something happened. So, yeah, I'll check back with you tomorrow.
Oh, alrighty. I appreciate it then.
Okay, well, it was great talking to you, Philip.
All right, good to talk to you.
Okay, have a good one. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.